Now we want to come to prayer. What an encouraging thought, as was introduced, the omniscience of God and the omnipotence of God. And what more do we need? And God is much more than that. But what more when we want to come to Him in prayer with our needs? That God knows, not only knows the condition I'm in and the need that I have, but He knows what I need in this condition, and if I am going to be saved from the condition and the circumstance, or if He's going to give me grace to go through it, whatever it is that is necessary, God knows best, and He is all powerful and able to do what He needs to do. And so we come with that kind of assurance tonight. Now, there may be some needs that we have represented here. We want to give you opportunity to share them. So before we sing this hymn and go to prayer, tell us what might be on your heart. Anything here tonight that we can pray specifically for you? Okay. Some serious needs. How many have unspoken requests, just personal needs that burden your heart tonight? Yes. And how about this? And then we'll pray. We often, when we have prayer meetings and ask for prayer requests, they are for things that are temporal. We pray for healing, and that's good. We're told in Scripture to pray for healing. But there's going to come a day that if God heals you today, tomorrow you're going to die. At some point, we die. And so it's a temporal thing, our healing. You know, the physical needs that we have, the material needs that we have, these things are needed, but they're temporal. And the things that are eternal are the things that often we neglect in prayer. And I've not gone to many prayer meetings where I hear somebody say, "You need to pray for me because I'm proud. And God needs to break that spirit in me." Or, "You need to pray for me because I have a lying tongue. And God needs to deliver me from that." Or, "You need to pray for me because I have issues with lust." And those things we kind of just leave alone, or it just becomes our own little personal world. And I suppose maybe because, rightfully so, as we've mentioned this week, sin brings shame. And so we don't like to acknowledge our sin nature and our struggle with sin because we're ashamed of it. Maybe we think, "I'm the only one who does." But we know that we all struggle with areas, and God is trying to work in us greater things spiritually. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? And he has all the prayer requests for material needs and physical needs and earthly needs, all of those needs met, yet somehow our spiritual needs are left uncared for. And so maybe some of us need to pray honestly before God, "Lord, I confess this, and I need prayer, and I need others to pray for me in this." And we're not looking for all of everybody's junk. That doesn't all need to be hung out on the line. But if there's honest prayer that I'm struggling with this thing in my life, and I really need God's victory in this and deliverance in this, it'd be good to pray for that. So we have some prayer requests that we can bring before God. There may be others that come to your mind and heart, and just lead out in prayer for those. But let's come in prayer and in faith together. And please lead out in prayer. Don't hold back. Maybe there are things to pray about, some things we've heard the time that we've been here at camp, or things God has been ministering to your heart. Let's just let the Lord lead us in our time of prayer. And we'll take a little bit of time now to do that after we sing hymn number 300. And then I encourage you, find a place here if you want to move up to the front, and if you want to kneel, whatever is the best posture for you in prayer tonight, feel free to do that. And then let's lead out in prayer for one another. Hymn number 300. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Oh, glory. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me? And God answers the question he asks. No. No, there is nothing too difficult for our God. Your cancer is no more difficult for him to heal than your headache. Your complete desperation today, a place you never thought you'd be. No answers, no hope. That is nothing for our God, who with a word has spoken the galaxies into existence. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. And he knows our heart and the burdens we carry. Lord, those unspoken requests that weigh heavy on our hearts tonight. Some things we've not shared with anyone. But we wrestle with them. They keep us up at night. We don't know where to turn. We don't even know who to ask for help. We come, Lord, tonight to the God who loves us. An everlasting love, who has formed us, knows our being, thinks about us, not just by the second, but constant, never, ever are we out of your thoughts. And so, Lord, we cast our cares upon you tonight because you care for us. We trust you, Lord. We ask for your peace in the midst of the storm. We ask for your joy, O God, that will be our strength. Lord, even this night, we pray you begin to send the answer. Lord, maybe by the time this night's done, the answer will have come. Maybe the beginnings will come, or maybe we'll wait. But we will wait in confidence and faith. We will wait, dear God, in your peace and in your joy. So, dear God, move on our behalf, we pray. And above all, Lord, our hearts, we ask that you'd come and change us and make us more like you.
Yes.
Shape us, mold us, dear God. Burn the dross. Lord, remove the things that are displeasing to you, those areas in life that maybe we've struggled with, those things maybe we've not struggled with, we've been content just to let them sit. Lord, you want to remove that, you want to change us, you want to make us more like Jesus. And tonight, I pray that you would work in us by your Spirit, change the inner man, change, dear God, the old nature, and Lord Jesus, come and transform us, quicken us, by your Spirit, dear God, for your glory. Lord, some of us, we were struggling with our tongue. Some of us were struggling with our thoughts. Some with attitude, some with impatience, some with pride, some with the language that we use. Dear God, those things that are displeasing to you, I pray that you would break our heart over those things. The things that grieve your Spirit, Lord, may they grieve us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives throughout the day. And tonight again, we pray that you would go with us, Lord, that through the night we would be very sensitive to your Spirit in our midst. Give us your rest, we pray, and strength for a new day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In closing, would you turn to hymn number 391, We just sang the first verse, so we'll start with the second. 391, and you read hymnal. We'll sing the verses right through without the chorus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.